I'm Pat McConaughey with a look at a dire situation, not only for the country, but for California as well. As we face a growing senior population, we're confronted with a shortage of people to adequately handle their healthcare needs. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. The first of the baby boomers will turn 65 beginning in January, and they're expected to live longer lives than previous generations. But according to experts, the nation isn't prepared to meet the health and social needs of this growing demographic. An Institute of Medicine report found that as the number of seniors reaches 20% of the U.S. population, elderly residents will face a healthcare workforce that's not only too small, but woefully unprepared to meet their unique health needs. Cheryl Phillips is Chief Medical Officer for OnLock Lifeways in San Francisco and past president of the American Geriatric Society.
Starting with the physician, does your physician understand the unique aspects of medications in the elderly? Using prescription drugs in the elderly is not like using them in 45-year-olds. Just like we know pediatrics is not the same kind of medical care that adult medicine is.
According to Phillips, only 285 geriatricians are trained each year. In California alone, about 1,700 geriatricians are needed to take care of the population that's age 65 and older. Recently, Davis Democrat Marika Yamada, chair of the Assembly Committee on Aging and Long-Term Care, held a hearing to address what she describes as not just a future crisis, but a current one.
What we learned, of course, is just how little in the way there is of, I think, recognition and support of this at the highest levels of our policymaking structure.
Michelle Nevins is the executive director of the Del Oro Caregiver Resource Center in Sacramento, which supports family caregivers. Nevins says it's distressing to her that there's so little focus on the aging population.
It's a vital necessity. You know, just the simple fact that we're not producing enough geriatricians and other healthcare providers is going to place a huge burden on our system in general. And I'm not sure that there's, other than, you know, this recent hearing, I'm not sure that there's a lot of acknowledgement of that.
Healthcare providers, educators, and advocates say the solution to the elder care workforce problem should focus on three things: recruitment, training, and retention of geriatricians and other health workers.
I think the advantage to geriatrics is that we geriatric physicians work in teams. So we work with social workers and nurses and therapists and pharmacists, but very few medical students have that kind of team training or exposure early on. I think that if they did, that would be a draw, knowing that it's not all on your shoulders. You actually get to work as part of a team.
Beyond geriatricians, there are the state's 500,000 direct care workers, certified nursing assistants, and home health aides who see seniors on a daily basis. Renee Seidel, Vice President of Programs and Operations at the SCAN Foundation, says employers could do a better job of training these workers. The foundation is helping to do that.
So we focused on the retraining or the recertification that CNAs, the Certified Nursing Assistants, and also home health aides have to go through, and started to fund agencies to provide curricula for these two groups that basically are free of charge and are focused on, senior-specific issues.
The SCAN Foundation's program officer, Aaron Westfall, says as part of training and retaining direct care workers, the foundation wants to help them feel like they're a meaningful part of the care team.
Each of the trainings that our grantees are currently developing really focus on a team approach to providing care and having the direct care worker have a voice in not only developing but implementing the care plan for the older adult.
One key to addressing the elder care issue, say Westfall and others, is keeping it in the public eye. That's something Assemblymember Yamada hopes to do in the next session of the legislature, although she says the state's fiscal situation won't make it easy.
the budget, of course, is the big, the big boulder in the room. And we have to be able to show that by integrating services to the older adult population, that we're going to achieve greater efficiencies and actually save money that could be reinvested in those programs.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Pat McConaughey. Thanks for listening.